Dan McCarthy's Ashlore. I wonder what he thought listening to Mick Bell up and about Jungle Edge. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Great, thanks, Michael. Really good.
Sounds like you might have a bit of competition with the old boy on Saturday, Jungle Edge. He sounded confident, Mick.
Yeah, he sounded very confident, didn't he? Yeah, and he knew his horse pretty well too. So, just as I know mine pretty well. So, yeah, no, they're probably similar horses in a lot of ways. They're both tough. They're both tough horses that like a wet track. And, the last time they met, I think there was a half air between them. So, it's not only those two horses in the race, obviously, but there's not much between the two of them.
Well, he has been great for your stable throughout the years, Ashlore, and that form line through the Moonee Valley run certainly held up with Morrissey as well. And on the fresh side, is that what tends to be the best for him as well?
Yeah, well, he's been in work a long time, so he's just spaced his runs and he's happy with that. And he's backed up well in the past, but, you know, if we can space his runs, we think we're going to get a fair bit of longevity out of him. And we hope he's still racing well, you know, when he's mixed horse's age. And we've always said that he'd still be racing well when he's nine, and still believe it. He's very sound and very happy, and we'll look after him so that he does do that.
How is he going at the moment? Is he at a part of that Moonee Valley performance, or have you been able to squeeze anything more out of him to improve him at all?
He's at least as good. At least as good. Everything was right at the Valley. He had to win that day. The track was racing just how we wanted it to be racing. We were able to put the pressure on Taylor Sand right when we wanted to. And, if we couldn't win that day with the weight, he was still going to win handicaps and he was still going to win races through his career. But with his rating, it was going to be hard. So, you know, to go out and actually do the job was fantastic. He's clocking off probably 50 out, but he does tend to do that. And back to Caulfield, he's raced well at Caulfield before. In between runs, he's been great as well. So, without being too confident, I am confident he'll run well.
Well, he's back up to the 58 kilos as well, but he can carry that type of weight, can't he?
Yeah, well, he won a pretty handy race one day at Caulfield with 63. So, weight's not a massive issue for him. Tomorrow, even though it's weight for age, and sometimes he's massively disadvantaged at weight for age, with the ratings tomorrow, he's not overly disadvantaged at the weight for age. So, I'm not too worried about tomorrow's race with him at weight for age. He's a genuine tough handicapper, but in a race like tomorrow's, like Saturday's, he's not in too bad.
You've got Yell Darb. He goes around earlier in the day. You've drawn the car park. What are you going to do with Yell Darb?
Oh, disappointed with the draw. Couldn't have been happier with the horse. He's done an absolute treat between runs, and I really, really rated him for Saturday. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with him. There's a really nice race at Flemington next Saturday, so he might be saving it for that, I think.
All right. You're not too far from the border up there at Wangaratta. How have the past couple of days played out for you, and how much of an impact does this border closure and also the barring of Victorian horses heading across to New South Wales impact you?
Initially, we were still sending horses over. We were lucky enough, Mitch Beale was good enough to help us out there. It didn't really work. The results didn't come our way, and we sort of put the queue in the rack as far as going over there. So we haven't got a lot of horses racing at the moment for us. So for us personally, it's not a huge impact. The biggest impact would be if they regionalise the Victorian racing and we can't get to Melbourne or something like that. That would, this, you know, with horses of the ratings of Ashlore and Yell Darb, if we only were able to run in our regions, we'd be really struggling. But the actual border closure, it's probably not going to affect us as such, but it'll certainly affect plenty of others. There was three Wangaratta horses won it. Wagga during the week, so for the ones that are heading up there, I do feel for them a bit.
Thoughts are with everyone. Tough times all round. Dan, appreciate your appearance this morning, and good luck with Ashlore. It sounds like you're pretty confident. We've got a few confident trainers heading into the Monash on Saturday.
Yeah, no worries at all, Michael. I'm always confident he'll run well because he always does. So.
Yeah,
whether he's winning or not, that's another thing. But I know he'll run well and he'll try his heart out.
Good on you, Dan. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Michael.